This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times afternoon briefing on Tuesday, the 24th of May. West Ham footballer Kurt Zouma has admitted charges of animal cruelty after a video emerged of him kicking and slapping his cat. The case against him was brought by the RSPCA. Times Radio's Alex Dibble is at Thames Magistrates Court in East London.
The court was told Kurt Zouma kicks the cat as though it were a football and slapped one with considerable force. Specialists later concluded the animals in the now infamous video experienced unnecessary suffering and soft tissue damage and were in fear afterwards. Zouma and his brother Johan, who put laughing emojis on the footage, will be sentenced on the 1st of June.
It's claimed Boris Johnson suggested that Sue Gray should drop her plans to publish her report into lockdown parties in Downing Street. The Times says it's been told it happened during a secret meeting with the senior civil servant earlier this month. A White House source claims the Prime Minister told her there's not much point now that it's all out there. His former Conservative leader, William Hague.
The Sue Gray report is going to be a major event. And any idea he or anybody could have talked her out of publishing it. Well, have they met Sue Gray? I mean, this is somebody who is really determined, really objective, has very high standards, and she certainly wouldn't be talked out of it.
Meanwhile, the Mayor of London wants police to explain their decisions over the so-called Partygate scandal after more photos were released of a lockdown gathering. The Prime Minister is seen appearing to toast colleagues in Downing Street at a time when people were not allowed to mix with other households inside. Labour's John Ashworth told Times Radio why he believes the photo of Boris Johnson was different to the photo of Keir Starmer drinking beer.
Boris Johnson was asked at the dispatch box whether a party had taken place on this particular day. He said no. I've been around this place long enough to remember the days when ministers lying at the dispatch box had to resign. But the issue for me, really, is that, look, all the political energies, the preoccupation of Boris Johnson is his own political survival.
Supermarket prices are rising at their fastest rate for 13 years, fuelled by hikes in the cost of dog food, savoury snacks and fresh beef. Analysts at Kantar say the grocery inflation rate hit 7%, up by around one percentage point from a month ago. Fraser McKevitt, head of retail and consumer insight at Kantar, has told Times Radio it's affecting everything in the supermarkets.
In more normal times, when grocery prices, I don't know, going up maybe in the 2 to 3% range, which tends to be their average, then you find that there's always something's getting a little bit more expensive and something's getting cheaper. But at the moment, virtually every market is getting more expensive.
And London's new Elizabeth line has opened to the public today after more than a decade of work. There'll be 12 trains an hour and the line will eventually stretch from Reading to Shenfield in Essex, with up to 170 million passengers expected every year. The Queen paid a surprise visit to the project last week. For more on all these stories, listen to Times Radio throughout the day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Off Air, the podcast with Jane Garvey and Fee Glover.
I go to the sink and I have some cheese.
Keep your cheese in the sink.
Doesn't everybody?
Every Monday to Thursday, Jane and Fee keep the microphones on after their Times Radio show.
I think if we were to do a Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, no.
How would that go in the booth?
Badly. It would go very badly.
Unencumbered and off air.
Two tiny women with gobs.
Off Air, the podcast. Now available on the Times Radio app.